are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a very informative, powerful broadcast lined up for you on this fourth day of December 2003. As we accelerate towards 2004, in about 26 days, we've got a very interesting guest coming up in an hour. He's Alan Charles Corse, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, or FIRE, in Philadelphia, which commissioned the major survey at 339 U.S. colleges and universities. I've been covering this off and on for 2 weeks because it's such a big deal, but I haven't really detailed it. The major study found that more than two-thirds of college students and administrators who participated in a national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. And a large portion of the administrators also believe that the First Amendment is not a good idea. And more people are believing this in the country. It's becoming more and more accepted, and it's a very frightening trend that's affecting every corner of our society. Thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up in the next hour. You do not want to miss it. Coming up in this hour, and boy, is the news important, gold explodes. Up even over $400 an ounce. The dollar plunges even further, and U.S. forces accused of Iraq massacre. Financial Times of London, Associated Press, you name it. Remember Sunday? They had the big victory, killed 54 Iraqis in black uniforms, couldn't find any of their bodies. Turns out, as usual, the whole thing's a big fat lie. And it's come out. I told you, bottom line, that that whole Turkey thing was a stunt. When Hillary had the turkey over in Afghanistan, that was a stunt. When Bush had the turkey in Baghdad the same day, it was a stunt. And now it's come out that it was designed by the White House, set up, set there. He went in as a part of a photo op, picked up the turkey that no one was allowed to eat, prepared by special chefs with all the garnish and you know, the cornucopia of fruits around it, the grapes, and it was totally staged. The troops were eating a turkey out of MREs. Of course, the news cameras didn't show you that. It was totally staged, folks. Just like all the fake letters posted by the Pentagon and major newspapers with false signatures from troops, how much they love the war. Just like the Niger uranium document that was falsified and created out of thin air about uranium to Iraq. Just like the mobile weapons trucks, the mass graves, the aluminum tubing, the weapons dossier that was 12 years old, written by a graduate student. It is total theater. Jerry Bruckheimer producing the Saving Private Lynch Delta Force rescue. It's all fake, folks. The Qatar base that they had, a Hollywood set, all of it. It's total theater. Want to know what Bush is really doing? He's going to sign the assault weapons ban. He's moving for total blanket amnesty, open borders, free trade area of the Americas, signed on to UNESCO, protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Pardongate, signing campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment, supercomputers to communist China, nuclear weapons missile parts to North Korea, reactors to North Korea, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Remember Bush with the Made in USA spray painted on the boxes with the Made in China covered up? Remember Bush making people at a rally take their ties off under threat of arrest because they wanted the news cameras to see people that look like average Americans? It's totally staged. Hillary is a New World Order whoremonger, liar, stage-managed twit, and so is George Bush. And anybody that covers up for that is either an idiot or a traitor. And these neocons all over talk radio are the most socialist government pigs I've ever seen. They're not conservatives. And America's dying because of their treachery. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news. You'll want to stay with us. Believe me, you want to hear what's coming up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and 10 seconds into this show, into the second segment. We got to, 2 hours, 51 and a half minutes left here. Big program, counter-programming lined up for you today. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. I've talked a lot about this in the last week and a half. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators, more than two-thirds, who participated in a national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. And we have Alan Charles Course, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE, in Philadelphia, who commissioned the survey, joining us in the next hour. This was at 339 colleges and universities. And you know, I see the big studies and polls every year where they'll ask high school seniors, who's the vice president? And in one poll I saw it was 75%, another one last year it was 90%. Obviously, Al Gore was more visible, so 70% didn't know. Cheney hides in a bunker, but again, people should know his name, so now it's 90%. Think about that. Most Americans, the vast majority, don't know how many continents there are. I make this point a lot. They don't know how, you know, where Iraq is, what the Fourth Amendment is, what the Fifth Amendment is, much less the First Amendment. And that's what's scary. They'll have a debate with me about politics and the world, and when I know the numbers of thousands of bills and documents and the Magna Carta, and I've read, you know, 100 history books and went to school for it, and Again, I'm not even saying I'm that smart, but compared to most people, I'm light years ahead of them. And folks, that scares the daylights out of me. It's scary. And again, talk radio listeners are generally more informed, more highly educated, and they've done studies on this than the general public. Remember, only about 25 to 30%, depending on what studies, I've seen different studies over the years, but it hovers around 25, 30% of people regularly read news items in a newspaper or watch news for political news items. That is, most people tune in occasionally to get the sports or to get the weather, but they're not paying attention to legislation, new laws, to new trade deals. They're just totally unaware of it. So we know at least 70% of people get their news from sitcoms and dramas. And really, I've been talking more about this and I've been focusing more on it. Television. That's where the propaganda lies. And almost every new show is about the CIA and torture and secret arrest and how good it is. And it's very frightening because you got these jello heads out there. And I don't want to say they're dumb or that they have low IQs. What they have is a lack of focus on real issues. I mean, look, I have nothing against sports. I'm on a lot of radio stations that are mainly sports. I mean, I'm on some stations that are all sports, and then they have my show stuck in the middle of it. I played sports. You know, I played baseball and softball and soccer and football and track. I did it all, folks. Well, I didn't play basketball. And I'm one of the guys, you know, until I hit about, I don't know, 17, 18, who would, you know, get on an airplane and fly somewhere to watch an NFL football game. Okay, I like football. I like eating pizza and watching football and screaming at the television. I'm primitive too, all right? But when they're putting cancer viruses in the food, when they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, and I have the Associated Press on that, when the DynCorp is kidnapping hundreds of thousands of children publicly and nothing's happening, when they're getting rid of our sovereignty and our factories are shutting down, simultaneously they're saying factory jobs are up. It's a total lie. As the dollar's plunging and been devalued by 32%, as we're losing our sovereignty, as they're passing thought crimes laws in this country, as all of this is happening, and the test scores are dropping in the schools, and they're bringing in foreign troops, and they're passing laws for secret arrest and making every misdemeanor crime an act of terrorism, how can I, as a man, as a family man, as a married man, as an American, as a human being, stand by and know every football score and every baseball score and every basketball score going back decades and spend hours a day calling into shows upset about, oh, our team's losing? These guys will get so upset about it, but they could care less about their country. So I'm not saying you're bad to go to a football game. It's even better to actually, you know, be on the field or involved in some sport yourself. I think you'd find that better for you and more enjoyable being on the field. You know, I say be on the field of life. Don't be a spectator in politics or in the fight for liberty and freedom. And so you have this 30%, it's roughly less than that, who actually watch the news, watch CNN, watch the Sunday news shows, and get that propaganda, that spin. But the general public isn't even involved in that. Their social mores, their ideas are set by the football games, by what they see at halftime, by what is on Frasier or Threat Matrix or 24 or NYPD Blue. And when you watch the Super Bowl, now the last 3 years in a row, there's troops, there's armored vehicles, there's face-scanning cameras, again, for the idiots that are like modern Romans. You know, the Rome wrote textbooks on how games were to divert and control people and to let them discharge their native militarism against tyranny and their energies to resist the repression. And that's exactly what it is today, folks. And so as a culture, we have to start putting more time and money and energy and our voices behind the Second Amendment, behind pro-life, behind defending the borders, behind getting us out of NAFTA and GATT and pulling out of the UN. Because you've got this tiny, you know, 30% out there who are politically, somewhat politically aware. It's an even smaller percent that are politically active. And we've got to reach out to those people. But frankly, just as important is that 70% that doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. So when they are flipping through talk radio channels maybe once a month and they hear some national host saying anybody that disagrees with the government should be put in a camp, that's a big deal, folks. When the good old boys reading Cigar Aficionado see Tommy Frank saying, well, it's regrettable, but martial law is the next step in America. When they open up the L.A. Times and the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhard, is talking about martial law and how good it is. We've got a problem. But people don't even know what America is, what it's about, what history has shown us, that when generals and governments start amassing and centralizing power and their minions start wearing black masks, that's the worst indicator you can have. No, we just accept overnight that now the good guys wear black masks, whereas 5 years ago we all knew that the bad guys wore black masks to hide their identity and to intimidate people. Well, they wore black masks in Russia 50 years ago, in Mexico 50 years ago when they formed the Foxes, paramilitary oppression force. And now we have it here, and we have the doors being kicked in the middle of the night, and we have the armored vehicles rolling around and the face-scanning cameras everywhere. Here's the news, folks. U.S. forces accused of Iraq massacre. Music industry targets even computerless people that don't even own computers. Beijing warns that Taiwan referendum could lead to war. Chicago High School to require all students to get drug tested. See, first it was if you want to park in the parking lot, if you want to be in band or football, or if you want to be in any student group, you've got to be drug tested monthly and criminally charged. Well, now, if you want to go to the public school, period, you'll all be drug tested. And I told you they do this, but they say, don't worry, we'll just counsel you and get it actually says this, we'll just counsel you and get the human services involved. Oh, now you're not even under the criminal jurisdiction where you get a trial. And now they're going to stick CPS on your family because you were dumb enough to smoke some of their drugs, some of the trash they ship in here. That's why I'm for total decriminalization, because they ship the trash in. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we've got, the more prisons. I don't use any of their garbage. And you see, and then by next year, you watch, by next year these schools, by the way, hundreds of them are now announcing this, it all happens because they ship all the superintendents and city managers off to New York to get their marching orders, you know, over steak dinners and five-star hotels. And then they come marching back if they want to have their loans guaranteed, their bond packages. They've got to ban smoking ordinances, environmental land grab ordinances, drug testing in the schools. And 2 years ago, I saw on Army News Watch here in Austin, cable channel 17, the Army on TV going, whether you got two employees or 100, we'll drop by and drug test them, blood or urine, for absolutely free. Every week if you want it. The Army's new job is taking your bodily fluids. See, are you starting to get it, folks? The schools are now prisons. Your companies are now prisons. We are turning into a giant prison. So that's coming up. Also, the bird was perfect, but not for dinner. An Iraq pitcher, Bush is holding the centerpiece. And they're now saying, oh, it was spontaneous. Bush didn't plan to go pick up the centerpiece and hand it to people. Of course, he was the video out there shows him saying, eat, enjoy yourselves. The whole thing was staged. Now they're trying to spin it and saying, well, it was a centerpiece and no one was allowed to eat it, but he didn't know that. And folks, this is totally staged. And I hear you out of one side of your mouth say Hillary's bad for doing it in Afghanistan. Same thing. But Bush is good. I mean, you people have doublethink. You need to go back to 1984. You love it. In 1984, they had cameras in the bathrooms. Oh, they're doing that now in hundreds of schools in America, hundreds in Canada, hundreds in England. See, 1984. You read that book, And then you look at what's happening today, we're surpassing it, minus the secret arrests and tortures and execution. They're doing that on a smaller scale than was done in 1984. But the control grid is in place. We'll get more into this news and other news when we get back. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm sweet. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Folks, think about this. All over the country, all over the Western world, they're not just putting hundreds of cameras in the elementary schools and watching and recording on digital data banks and having it accessible by the federal government via the internet. They're not just putting them in the hallways and classrooms. Now they're putting them in the stalls, in the bathrooms, in the showers. Folks, that's not freedom. That's not America. That's worse than Russia. And now they're going to start drug testing all of the children. Well, you don't have anything to hide. Where's the Fourth Amendment, folks? Against illegal search and seizure, unreasonable search and seizure. But again, your children are being trained in now thousands of school districts. No cash allowed. You must thumb scan to get your school lunch. They're being pushed onto Ritalin and Prozac and other drugs, other amphetamines and psychotropics, speed and hallucinogenic drugs. In almost every school out there, by middle school, they have them writing dossiers on their parents, quoting their journal. They have BATF in hundreds of schools as, quote, liaisons. They give them little credit card tattletale cards, and that's in Road to Tyranny. They put fences up. They have drug dogs. They come in and scream and put hundreds of children in handcuffs. No drugs are found. They point loaded guns at their heads screaming. They routinely shoot innocent children in Detroit, Michigan, and Houston, Texas. They shoot Cop of the Year 2 years ago in Fort Worth, Texas, in a drill. They train them with their hands behind their heads in almost every school, how to load on the buses with their hands behind their heads, with men in black uniforms and ski masks pointing guns at them and yelling at them. In one unannounced drill, they went into the art teacher's class in Minnesota. We had her on. She almost had a heart attack. She thought she was going to die and soiled herself. They walked her out towards the woods. She fell to her knees as they screamed and cussed at her. I mean, folks, this isn't America. So you're all, you know, middle class, off in your house and your business, and everybody treats you with respect and everything's all right. Meanwhile, your children are being trained how to be prisoners. It's amazing. And in fact, here's the article out of WBBM News Radio. I also have an AP article about this. And I'm going to try to get Bob Roberts, who wrote this article, on the show. Beginning next fall, St. Patrick's High School on the northwest side will become the first in Illinois to require drug testing of all its students. Well, maybe the first in Illinois, but I've seen these reports all over the country. A number of public schools require students who participate in extracurricular activities to undergo drug testing, but are barred by the Supreme Court ruling from extending such tests to all students. Principal Josh Schmidt said he considers the all-boys school at 5900 West Belmont Avenue the catalyst in Illinois for universal testing. Schmidt is quick to note that this is not will not be a zero-tolerance program, sure. He said any student who tests positive will be asked to find a counseling or treatment option. And you go on, they'll have you with a counselor and the CPS. The whole program has an emphasis on don't do drugs. If you do the drugs, stop. If you can't stop, get some help, Schmidt said. And again, they're going to have you sign over your rights into the psychiatric system. Worse than being incarcerated or put into the criminal justice system. But he said St. Patrick's will expect improvement quickly. See, you'll be tested again. If they fight it, then criminal charges. They have really 100 days because that's kids going to get tested again, Schmidt said. We'd better see some improvement, if not a total stop, in terms of what happens with drug use. Schmidt said parents of St. Patrick's 1,000 students are almost universally supportive. A task force of parents and school staff worked on the plan for several months, although he said the first began testing, the talk of it first began at St. Patrick's in 99, after De La Salle High School in New Orleans began a similar testing. See, going on for years, folks. I remember first seeing about that in 99. Now I've seen hundreds of articles. The Christian Brothers Religious Order operates both schools. Another Christian Brothers school in Memphis began drug testing in 2001. Schmidt said St. Patrick's Task Force used the testing programs at both schools and models. All students will be required to undergo testing each fall at a rate of 10 to 20 a day. About one quarter of the student's body will be tested at random. Remember, that means about one quarter of the student's body will be tested at random at other times during the year to assure enforcement. Schmidt said the cost for the testing will be $60 per family each school year. By the way, did you know when I played football at Rockwall High School, we were drug tested and it was never in the newspaper? I never even thought to tell my father. You see, people don't even know what's going on. I just remembered that. They did urine testing. And you could say, well, you know, it'll stop drugs. Folks, the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are used. That's the nature of rebellion, and they know that. It's just like prohibition. They ship the trash in, and they push stuff even worse than illegal drugs in the form of legal drugs on them. come back and get to the fake turkey with Bush and war with Taiwan between China. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
We're here 9 hours a day, folks, 11 to 2, Central, 9 to midnight. Central, a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., blasting out on two digital satellites, ABC and Clear Channel satellites, and simulcasting during the day on an old analog satellite that a lot of folks get us off of, Galaxy 1. Galaxy 9 is going to be going digital at the first of the year, so stations picking us up off Galaxy 9 need to call affiliate relations here at the network, and what's the number 877-996-4327 extension 115, or go to gcnlive.com. They're figuring out what new satellite to get right now. That should be up within the week at gcnlive.com. Just a program note, I thought I would throw that out there to people. We're trying to figure out what new bird to get to replace that one. That's Galaxy 9. We'll still have analog G1 and that SCPC feed, or whatever you call it. You got four or five feeds. What is it, Mark? Is it four or five feeds? We got a lot of different feeds. We'll just put it to you that way. We're trying to get on Dish Network right now. That'd be a great way to reach people. Okay. Boy, there is so much news, and I want to get to Jeffrey and Mike and others that are patiently holding. I'd also like to hear from some first-time callers or folks that don't call in every week, because A lot of times I hear from people who've been trying to call in for months and can't get through to the six phone lines we have. But I think we have one or two lines open right now. Here's the toll-free number if you're a first-time caller. If you disagree with me, if you have a question, a comment about the world government, what the European Union's doing, what the plunge of the dollar means, the cameras going in school bathrooms all over the U.S., the drug testing of the students, all of it, 1-800-259-9231. I want to cover a couple other news items that are very important, and then we'll go to your calls. But again, 1-800-259-9231. And I'm Alex Jones, your host, and the websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We do have a great guest coming up about how two-thirds of people in college and the administrators, two-thirds plus, over two-thirds, don't know what the First Amendment is. It's very important and just illustrates why we're in so much trouble. Before I plug these little news stories, get into them, I want to talk about my videos. They're great videos. They're informative. They're dynamic. They're the best that's out there, many people have said, when it comes to fighting the New World Order. You're authorized. That is, I beg you to get them and make copies of them and hand them out to people and force multiply the info to put them on local cable channels, local access channels, to give them to local opinion makers, talk show hosts, your pastor, your rabbi, your whatever. Get it out to opinion makers now. I've made 10 films. They're all a little over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours and 40 minutes. Some are 2 hours and 30 minutes. Some are 2 hours, 20 minutes. Some are 2 hours, 5 minutes. They're all the equivalent of three or four films in one. The new film is Matrix of Evil. We interview Congressman Ron Paul about the globalists running Washington and the plunging dollar and the world depression they're engineering. We interview and have a speech with Cynthia McKinney about the UN-run white slavery rings and the 9/11 cover-up, and Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts on the New World Order, excerpts of three speeches I've given. It's a dynamic film, different from my others, but it's interviews and speeches and some news clips and documents. But people really, I'm getting rave reviews of it. I didn't know what the response would be. And then you have 9/11 Road to Tyranny, done in just a documentary format about government-sponsored terror and September 11th and the police state master plan and how to stop them. Masters of Terror is part two of that. Such a big story. It takes two films to tell it. There's now Police State 3 Total Enslavement. That's just amazing. Folks, I can't describe everything that's in these films, but you need to have them. Let me tell you about 3 minutes of Road to Tyranny. FEMA in Kansas City saying all Christians are terrorists, all founding fathers are terrorists, and are enemies of the federal government, and then their training manuals saying that defenders of the U.S. Constitution are enemy terrorists. We have their training manuals, we have them on video, in classrooms, teaching police this. We have it all. That's about 3 minutes of the 2.5-hour video. Well, it's 170 minutes on DVD, longer version, 44 minutes on VHS, so about 2 hours and 24 minutes long there. You really need to get it, and you need to get it and make copies of it and get it out to people. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We're now carrying Eric Hufschmid's new video that's incredibly powerful, Painful Deceptions. How did Osama bin Laden pull off such a devastating attack? It's $22. We also have the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. That's something you got to have. It's $22. My videos are $25.95 because they're a little over 2 hours. And you get three or more, they drop down to $20. And then secondarily, your purchase of the video supports this show and what I'm doing. So get the videos, folks. Get the books. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos. It's the best thing out there. 1-888-253-3139. Make the call. Give it as a gift. 1-888-253-3139. Get the videos, make copies of them, give those as gifts. Just get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, remember, I'm down here in Austin, Texas. The folks running the show are up in Minnesota, and my compatriot, my comrade, my buddy, the man riding shotgun with me, Mark, just popped in my ear. I didn't hear what he said. Mark, what'd you say? Oh, okay. Well, thank you, sir. Just appreciate that info. He was telling me that we have a cell phone call, or we like to put those at the head of the line. Before I do that, let me just... So much of this. Again, this is the type of stuff I look at each day. I could spend 3 hours on one of these stories. Listen to this. U.S. forces accused of Iraq massacre. Financial Times of London. Looks like it was just a massacre, as I predicted from the available evidence on Monday. That supposed big victory looks like it was just killing some women and children and calling it a victory. Beijing warns that Taiwan referendum could lead to war. Again, Chicago High School to require all students to get drug tested. Also, Bush, that was a fake little set piece with the whole turkey business, as I told you it obviously was. They weren't allowed to have that thing. It was a real turkey, but they couldn't have it. They got to eat turkey MREs. Of course, the news didn't mention that. The news said Bush was delivering luscious turkeys. Also, this is out of National Review. There's discussions that Bush may announce that we're going to the moon again. That'll be a nice stunt. Nice distraction. Hey, it's better than blowing up more buildings. Need to boost the approval rating? Let's go to the moon. I think that's a great idea. You want us to worship you with a stunt? Let's go to the moon. Let's not blow more stuff up, please. I'm begging you. Please. Brussels considering imposing currency controls. The European Commission is expanding and examining the legal basis for the 1970s-style exchange controls to stop the euro surging to destructive levels. Oh, yes. And federal agents raid Hell's Angels sites across the West. Economic boycott protest. The illegals not being given their licenses. That's just some of what's coming up. Let me just cover the China thing now, and then we will go to your calls, okay? Let me just do that first. Beijing warns that Taiwan referendum could lead to war. Chinese military officers said today that Taiwan's leadership had pushed the island toward the abyss of war, with its independence drive making clear China could consider a popular vote on Taiwan's political status as a cause for war, and they've massed the troops and said yesterday they're willing to sacrifice hundreds of thousands of soldiers to do it, and Bush is selling them lots of weapons, of course, and not selling Taiwan the weapons. Again, that's neoconservatism. In lengthy interviews carried prominently by the official New China News Agency and other news outlets, the military officials also said that China would prevent Taiwan from formally declaring independence, even if that meant pushing the mainland economy into a recession or destroying its plans to be a host to the 2008 Olympics. We'll get to more of that later as well. Let's go ahead now and go to the calls. Let's talk to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to ask you if you've had any indication that there's any jamming going on with your program.
Well, you know, this is a classic discussion because we simulcast not just on AM/FM internet, but on shortwave. We think the government's jamming you. I know about 5 years ago, they openly would move Voice of America around and play it over me when I was on another shortwave outlet, and complaints were filed and they stopped it. But I don't know. And what can we do about it if the government is?
Yeah, well, the reason I ask is I listen to you on shortwave. And, see, I'm picking this up from Tennessee. From Manchester, wherever the transmitters are over there. And I'm in North Carolina. And just like this morning, I listened to Derek Brownfield, and it was clear as a bell. When you came on, you were clear as a bell. And then there is a signal that comes in there. It's like a pulsating signal. It's not like any kind of static or anything you get. I listen to a lot of short waves. And I just wondered, it was right after you, at the beginning, you know, you were talking about all the phony things that were going on, and I just wondered if I just wanted you to be aware that I've noticed it at night and I've noticed it in the daytime, and it seems like that I listen to the station up until time for you to come on, and then all of a sudden I start getting this the signal, and it sounds like a mechanical, you know, generated signal.
You ought to call the station and have them investigate that. Anything else, Mike?
No, that was basically. I just want to make sure that you were aware of that.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
know
we're
that.
Aware of it. We're aware of it. I appreciate the call. That's why every Internet listener needs to email all their friends and family and tell them to tune in via their local AM or FMs, shortwave, Internet. Just all of our vehicles for listening need to be promoted, and we need to get more affiliates, which we are doing. We just went on in L.A. We're on there now, and I still have not really properly plugged that station in call letters and frequency, but a lot of exciting things happening. And so, you know, whether people are listening to us in Maryland on an affiliate there, or in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or in Austin, Texas, or Kansas City, or Pensacola, Florida, or Denver, Colorado, or Northern California, you know, wherever, the show is growing, despite the big media monopolies and the buy-ups of all the stations, and it's so important. But yes, and the website, Infowars.com, is blocked by major corporations, by major universities, by major libraries, and if it's blocked, go to the library and ask why. Have them look at the filter software, see if it's blocked, call your local reporters, have them go look at InfoWars and decide why it's being censored, and find out why it'll be a major news item. You have to make it an issue. You have the power, and we know that's happening. That's been admitted. That's been confirmed. And what's on InfoWars.com today? Well, the New York Times. Beijing warns the Taiwan referendum could lead to war. We read it. We comment on it. Ooh, radical. Here's another one. You know, this is out of the Associated Press. Music industry targets even computerless. People that don't own a computer are being sued by them for supposedly downloading music. Here is WBBB News Radio. Chicago high school to require all students to get drug tested. Ooh, very radical. We're very radical here on the show. U.S. forces accused of Iraq massacre. Financial Times of London. Ooh, we're so radical. Here's the Washington Post today. The bird was perfect, but not for dinner. Iraq pitcher Bush is holding the centerpiece. President Bush's Baghdad turkey was for looking, not for eating. Again, stage manage. Ooh, Washington Post. We're so radical here. National Review. Bush may announce a trip to the moon. Oh, we're so radical. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're going to, you know, we need to be censored. We're so deadly. Brussels considers imposing currency controls. The business section of the London Telegraph. Man, we're getting radical. Associated Press, federal agents raid Hell's Angels. Economic boycott to protest illegals getting licenses or not getting licenses. That's out of the Fresno Bee. Here's USA Today. Ooh, really getting evil now. Federal local cuts pull cops off streets. Here's another one. Report, Israel played key role in failed intelligence assessment before Iraq war. The reason they don't like this show is because we'll take General Eberhardt saying martial law is a good thing. We'll take outgoing CENTCOM head saying basically the same thing, Tommy Franks. We'll take another L.A. Times article, Patriot Act author has concerns. We put it all in one place, not one real news story sprinkled in among 1,000 mindless articles. We will take news stories from all over the spectrum, the bills, the legislation. We'll post the section of the Patriot Act that says every American's a terrorist. And then we'll go, okay, they're liars. Here's a link to Congress. Here, go read the subsection for yourself. Oh, it's so radical. Oh, the Bushes are in business with the Bin Ladens. Here's the articles. Oh, they ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. Here's the BBC. Yes, we're very dangerous because we don't engage in conspiracy theories. We don't engage in mindless racist diatribes. We don't engage in mindless leftist tripe or phony neocon garbage. We talk about history and what tyranny's done and how to fight it. Okay, next up is... who's up next? Jeffrey in Louisiana, go ahead. Good to talk to you, sir.
Okay. Hello, Alex?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Jeffrey from New Orleans. I want to tell you, first of all, that I have a website since I'm running for president within the Libertarian Party.
Okay, what's your website?
geocities.com/JEFFPIKET/. I'll repeat it again. Geocities, okay. GEOCITIES.com.
Hey, that's great. Does anybody have any comments about the news I'm covering?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not mad at you, Jeffrey. I just, it's gotten to where it's just, it never, anything I mention doesn't get talked about. It's just.
Well, let me tell you this. Tuesday I was riding the bus to go to a supermarket, and the bus driver stopped at a stop where children were there. He asked them, quote, "Do you have a release permit? Do you have a release permit?" End of quote. To show you just how the prisoning, the schools are turning into prisons. And he would not pick them up if they didn't have this release permit. But anyway, as I said, the website is geocities.com/Jeff Dykett/. At any rate, other than that.
So you're running for president. Well, that's good. It'll give you a good platform to speak out. I'm not mad at you for calling. And let me stop you. Because other shows wouldn't let you call in and plug your website. My whole point is, if people are just going to call in and plug stuff, I just want to hear some discussion of the New World Order.
Yeah, well, obviously the New World Order is our enemy. There's no question about it. And that's one of the reasons I'm running, because a lot of libertarians don't get the whole idea. For example, some of the candidates are asking to continue to trade with Red China, and we know what that leads to, especially
with what's your last name?
Jeffrey Dykett, D-I-K-E-T.
Well, that's great, Jeffrey. You want to add anything else? You done?
Pretty much so.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling, because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mike and Frank and Bill and Matt and Carson, your calls are all coming up. We also got a guest in the next hour. Very important guest, so stay with us. One small note, December 13th, that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday, in about less than 9 days, I'm going to not be in Austin. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas. And I'm going to be at the Alamo Draft House Luxury, really nice movie theater, 300-plus seats. They got several theaters, but they got a big 350-seat theater, big padded, nice. I mean, it's a nice place, full food, everything. I mean, they got all the stuff. Showing Road to Tyranny and then John Carpenter film, They Live. And I'm going to speak for 30 minutes and have a question and answer. Starts at 6 p.m., West Oak Shopping Center in Houston, Texas. West Oak Shopping Center, December 13th. It's $10 to see both movies, and it's a great place, and I hope to see everybody out there. It's a great place to network. Details are at InfoWars.com. You can buy tickets online there by looking through to the AlamoDraftHouse.com and then the West Oak Shopping Center section. That theater, because they got theaters in Austin, too. Let's go to Mike. And Mike's calling us from Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Mike.
I wanted to talk about this. It's not a racist issue. It's the police brutality with that guy in Cincinnati.
Yes.
You know, the guy that got beat up real bad by the cops?
They killed him.
They killed him, right. You know, you watch that tape. They're showing it on CNN News. All these stations are showing it over and over and over again. Give me a break. The guy took a swing at the guy, and then they're gonna murder him. I mean, Alex, this is unbelievable.
To tell you, and I'm out of the loop. I've seen all the news articles. I have not seen the video. I do not watch much TV. I watch TV shows. People mail me of like Threat Matrix and stuff. But I read the synopsis of what TV shows are about from their own websites. You know, this week we're torturing people, and it's good. You know, Threat Matrix, tune in. Or I see the ads for it occasionally. I watch a little bit of TV. But so I really can't comment on this. I know that I've punched somebody before in high school and put them in a coma. They attacked me, so I wasn't charged. It's stupid to swing at cops. I'm not saying it's good what they did. You've seen the video. Does it look like they were trying to kill him? I mean, they should know.
Yeah, they did. I mean, obviously. I mean, he took, from what I saw, one swing, and then they were beating the hell out of the guy. I mean, come on. You could obviously, there's other ways to subdue somebody than beat the heck out of him with their sticks, you know?
Well, it sounds wrong, and it shows this overuse of force. It's like the high school kids all on their bellies with guns in their heads, no drugs found, just in a sweep, not a raid, just a, you know, it's horrible. And yeah, I've heard it's I've seen the photos of it. I hear the video is terrible. And didn't they keep beating him after he was on the ground?
Oh yeah, you couldn't see it, but you could see him taking swings at him. But also, Alex, I want to talk to you about the Chicago public schools being drug tested. I just want to let you know, since I live in the Chicago area, not only is it it's not just Chicago schools; it's the whole Cook County, which is more than just Chicago. It's several suburbs.
Yeah, I know. They always announce it like it's something new. It's going on all over the country, public and private. Everyone has to be drug tested. Where's the Fourth Amendment?
Right. Unbelievable, Alex. Well, keep up the good work, and I saw your films. I'm going to get that Matrix film, because I haven't seen it yet. But keep up the good work, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Mike. We'll come back and talk to Frank and Bill and Matt and others and Carson. And later in the next hour, we got the guests coming on. But, yeah, I mean, I've got video of police out of their own squad cars where people don't even touch them and they beat them up. And then they charge them with assaulting them. So I know it's out of control. It's very thuggish. And they beat people to death all the time, and it's a real tragedy. Police should know, you start beating somebody with a club, you're probably going to kill them. I mean, people die all the time in fistfights. I mean, if that's why fighting is not good, folks, because you get in a fight with somebody that doesn't have the psychological inhibition against releasing their full power, they'll kill you. That's why I'm afraid to get in fights with people, because I'll kill people. That's why I wouldn't be a cop. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...